Start with the Otterway in North West London, Sunday 13th of Sivan, 12th of June. Rav Yaakov Tzvi Mor Shlita, Chazoros Hashatz for Mariv. This week's Torah has been sponsored by family Sanger in honor of the mitzvah of their son Eli Zanger Nereyoye. Yesterday, Yerotan Shusku Horov Uskenov the Rav Nachas Menu Mikol Yotzei Chalotzeihem.
Good morning to everybody. It might sound strange to start the day, with Mariv, but actually we do start the day with Mariv. So we're going to start the day with Mariv. There's an amazing shitta of one of the Gaonim, namely Rav Natrunoi Gaon. It says on Friday night, if a person did not daven the tefillah of Friday night and is in a shul where the shliach tzibur is going to say the bracha achas me'ig sheva, which we usually call magen avos, says Rav Natrunoi Gaon, afilu lo yispalel klal. He didn't daven at all his own Shemin Esra. V'shama mipi shliach tzibur. But he heard from the shliach tzibur, Mogin Ovois, Meroish V'ad Soif. It's a condensed form of our Shemin Esra, our Friday night Shemin Esra. It's one bracha, but it contains the theme of all the seven brachas. Yotza Yedei Chayvosai. This is Yotza, by listening to this mini Chazaras Hashatz. That's what it is. It's a form of Chazaras Hashatz. The Shliach Tzibur, the Chazan, says over the main content of the Tefillah with the Bracha. And he's been Yotzer. And it sounds as though he's equating this with the Halacha, which is well known, that Chazaras Hashatz originally was instituted for those people who are unable to daven themselves, Lemisha Eino Boki, that they could listen to the Shliach Tzibur saying the Tefillah, and they would be out to their Tefillah. So he says the same is true for Friday night. A regular Ma'ariv, we don't have a Chazaras Hashatz. Friday night, we do. The Torah brings this Shitta, and the Torah says it's a very difficult Shitta to accept, because we don't normally do that by Friday night. It's not proper. It's not a real Chazaras Hashatz. The Torah is not happy to accept this shita. However, we need to explain it. We need to understand it. And perhaps this will give us an understanding in the whole chashivas of our Friday night Ma'ariv in contrast to our weekday Ma'ariv. So, to clarify this, we need to start from the beginning that there's a fundamental difference between Shachris and Mincha on the one hand and Mariv on the other hand.
What about Halicha Kedusha?
No, there's actually no Kedusha, so you can
do Shachris and Mincha.
And Shachris and Mincha, you could make a Kedusha.
Yeah, not Mariv.
Right. But I want to point out that the fundamental difference goes back even further to understanding the whole basis of why we are davening Shachris and Mincha as opposed to Mariv. So there's a famous argument in the Gemara, Machlekes Tanoim, between Rav Yeshua and Rav Gamliel, whether Tfilas Arvis is a Chayva, like Shachris and Mincha, or whether Tfilas Arvis is just Rishus. So the Gemara says here in Brochus in Tfilas HaShachar, Chav Zayin Amud Beis, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Tfilas Arvis, Rabbi Gamliel Oimer Chayva, like Shachris and Mincha. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer Rishus. Now the word Rishus, simply translated, means it's voluntary. It's Rishus, it's optional. And the Gemara says, Maskana, Rava Oma Halacha Kedivrei Ha'Oimer Rishus. We task him, essentially, Tfilis Abbas is Rishus. However, the Rif and the Rambam, they both say, even though the Halacha is the Tfilis Abbas is Rishus, but nevertheless, Klal Yisrael have accepted it as an obligation. Kiblu Aleim Chayva. And nowadays, everybody davens Ma'arif, and we treat it as a Tfilis Chayva, although essentially, it was a Tfilis Rishus. Now, why should Ma'ariv be different to the other two tefillahs? I mean, after all, we know that the tefillahs were originally instituted by the Ovos HaKadoshim. Avraham made Shachris, Yitzchak made Mincha, Yaakov made Ma'ariv. Well, Yaakov Vino is called Bechish of Ovos, the most advanced of all the Ovos. He was on the shoulders of Avraham and Yitzchak, and his tefillah should just be Rishus. So the Gemara says here in Tfilas HaShacha that our obligation to daven does not come from the Ovos. The Ovos instituted the three tfilas. Now we can make use of those tfilas, but that does not oblige us. There's no chiyuv to do everything the Ovos did. What obliges us? The Anshei Knesset HaGdoila. The Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, who mesaken the Takonos v'Klal Yisrael at the beginning of Bayis Sheni, they said we should daven our tefillahs based on the karbonos which were brought to the whole of Klal Yisrael. There was a tamid shel shachar and a tamid shel beinu arba'im. The tamid shel shachar obliges us to make a tefillah at that time, tefillah shachris. The tamid shel beinu arba'im is mincha, and in the evening, at night, there was no korban. However, says the Gemara, although there wasn't an actual korban, however, the evorim upadorim, the limbs and the pieces of fat from the korbanos, shaloinis aklu mibo erev, which were not burnt on the mizbeach before the evening, krevim v'holchim kol halayla. And simply translated, it means they were put on the mizbeach during the night. And at any time during the night, you could actually burn these pieces from the carbon. That means the normal avoid of a carbon, which is the Zrikas Adam, is the main avoid of the carbon. There was no carbon at night. It's also to bring a carbon at night. However, the final stage of bringing a carbon to burn the pieces on the Mizbeach, that can be done at night. So, our third tefillah, Ma'ariv, does not have the same level of obligation because simply there was no carbon corresponding to Tfilas Ma'ariv. There was the remains of the carbon, and therefore that would explain why it's only Rishus, why it's not a Chayva. That's essentially the reason why Ma'ariv is different to the other two Tfilas. On Friday night, because it's Shabbos, were they allowed to put pieces of the animal which hadn't been sacrificed, which hadn't been burnt on the Mizbeach, were they allowed to put that on at night? And the answer is no. Because putting the pieces on the Mizbeach to be burnt is not ma'akev in the carbon. It's not crucial for the mitzvah of a carbon that the pieces should be burnt. It's an ideal. But it's not ma'akev. The Zrikas Adam is ma'akev. But burning the pieces on the Mizbeach is not ma'akev. So therefore, on Friday, if they manage to burn everything before Shabbos on the Mizbeach, fine. If not, those pieces which didn't go on the Mizbeach, during Friday afternoon, that's it. Once it's Shabbos, you can't put these pieces on the Mizbeach because it's not a chayva. It's not an obligation. It is visual.
Yeah. So we learn it from that.
Right.
Well, keeping the fat at night means they need the light anyway on the Mizbeach all the time.
Right, and anything which was on the Mizbeach previously would continue to burn during the course of the night. You couldn't actually put anything on. So we see that although Maariv during the week is a reshus, because there was no actual korban brought at night, what gives us a basis for making a tefillas arvis, albeit a reshus, is the fact that the final stages of the korban were brought during the course of the night. So therefore, tefillas arvis is something of a compromise. It's not a proper obligation because there was no korban. On the other hand, since this was the final stages of the korban, we do have a tefillas arvis. So now let's consider Shabbos. On Friday night, you couldn't even put those pieces which hadn't been burned yet Friday afternoon, you couldn't put them on the Mizbeach. So surely there shouldn't even be a basis for a tefillas arvis at all on Friday night, because we don't do anything to do with karbonos on Friday night. Once it's Shabbos, it's an osav melacha, that's it. There's no activity that we do with the karbonos on Friday night. So we don't even have a basis to have a tefillas arvis reshus.
Aren't the karbonos on Shabbos?
There were karbonos, but only the karbon which has its fixed time. The carbon tomish shel shachar in the morning, and the carbon tomish, but the leftovers from Friday cannot be brought on Friday night once it's Shabbos.
Keep it for Sunday morning.
It would have to be burned because it's nicer. So we have here a question: why are we davening Maariv at all on Friday night? We don't even have that basic idea of being connected at all to the korbanos. So there is a chiddush, a big chiddush, from one of the gedolei achronim called Rabbi Yaakov Emden, sometimes known as the Yavetz, Yaakov ben Tzvi. His father was the Chacham Tzvi. The Yavetz writes that he thinks that tefillas arvis on Friday night is a chayva, is an obligation. The machloikas in the Gemara, where the tefillas arvis reshus, the tefillas arvis chayva, and we pass in its reshus, that's for during the week. But on Friday night, the reason we're davening Maariv on Friday night must be another reason. It's not connected with the carbon. If it would be connected with the carbon, you could say there's compromise that it isn't really a carbon at night, there's just the remains of the carbon, so therefore it's reshus. But Maariv Friday night, we'll have to discover where it comes from. But for whatever reason, we're davening Maariv on Friday night, there's no reason to make a compromise and say it's reshus. And therefore, he says, Maariv on Friday night is a chayva. The origin of our tefillah on Friday night being an obligation actually comes from the Zohar Kodesh. The Zohar Kodesh writes, it's in Tikkuni Zohar, Tikkun Yud Ches. He says that on Shabbos, we know we have a Neshama Yisera. Neshama, in this context, is divided up into three parts: Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama. Says the Zohar Kodesh, in order to benefit fully from our Neshama Yisera, we have to daven three tefillas on Shabbos. Besides Musav, which is associated with the Korban, we have to have three other tefillas: one for the Nefesh, one for the Ruach, one for the Neshama. Our tefillah Friday night is for the Nefesh, Shabbos morning is for the Ruach, and Shabbos Mincha is for the Neshama. I have to remember this for next Shabbos. So the Zohar Kodesh learns that when the Chachamim made the three tefillahs of Shabbos, it was a totally different consideration. And since it's a different consideration, the tefillahs arvis is a proper takana. When the Chachamim made the tefillahs arvis for Friday night, they made it as a proper takana. So tefillahs arvis Friday night could be a chayva. Okay, so we've established the reason why tefillahs arvis during the week is reshus, and how we can say that the tefillahs arvis on Friday night is essentially different and it could be a chayva. Now, before we understand the psak of Rav Naturnoi Gon, we have to have one more piece of information. And that comes from the Rambam. The Rambam raises the question why we don't have a Chazor Sashatz for Mariv every night. It's a question which is often not raised. Why is there no Chazor Sashatz for Mariv? The reason most people don't ask it is because they're still trying to work out why we do have a Chazor Sashatz for Shachris and Mincha. But we don't have a Tzvilas Arvis for Friday, Chazor Sashatz for Friday night. So the Rambam says that Chazor Sashatz, although there are several purposes in Chazor Sashatz, it was made for more than one reason, but the essential reason why Chazor Sashatz was instituted was to be moitzi those people unable to daven themselves. Lahoitzi misha eine boki. Says the Rambam, Eino choyze lehispalo b'koy rom arvis. There's no Chazor Sashatz for Ma'ariv. Lefi she'ein tefilas arvis choyva. It's not an obligation. Ein kan odom she'nischaya bohem kedei lohoitzioi. The principle of being moitzi somebody else an obligation. When you moitzi somebody else with Kiddush, what does that mean? That maybe I've said Kiddush, but my friend hasn't said Kiddush. I can say Kiddush again to moitzi him because of arvis. He has a responsibility to say Kiddush. He has an obligation. And I have an obligation to ensure that he does it. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LoZeh. So therefore, wherever there's a chiyuv, I can be moitzi somebody else their chiyuv. But if tefillas arvis is essentially rishus, and the Rambam Pasnas, like the Gemara says, tefillas arvis is rishus, if tefillas arvis is rishus, then if somebody's not a boki and they don't know how to daven, so they don't daven. It's a tefillas arvis rishus. It doesn't make sense for me to have to be moitzi somebody else Tfilas Arvis by saying Chazor Sashatz, because this person never had an obligation. So that explains why there's no Chazor Sashatz every night for Ma'ariv. But now, let's consider Friday night. If Friday night is a Choyva, because it's not based on Karbonos, it was made for other reasons, so then we can understand why there should be a concept of Chazor Sashatz for Friday night. So Rav Naturnoi Gon was of the opinion that this special nusach, it was a shortened nusach, it was only one bracha instead of seven brachas. It's called bracha achas me'ein sheva. I can be moitzi somebody else their tefillah because there was a chayva, there was an obligation to daven. And because of that, there's a concept of Chazor Sashatz for Ma'ariv on Friday night, but not during the week. Now, we just need to explore this topic a little bit further to get more profound understanding. And we need to know, what does it mean, tefillas arvis rishus? It's optional. That doesn't mean originally it was entirely optional. It was voluntary. If you fancied, you davened. If you didn't fancy, you didn't daven. So on this point, there's a fundamental machlekes rishonim. The Rambam learns, tefillas arvis rishus means literally, it's optional. It's optional. Tosfos says it can't be optional because there's a famous halacha that if you miss out one of the tefillas, you can do tefillas tashlumin. And when the Gemara tells us about the concept of tefillas tashlumin, the Gemara says, the example in the Gemara is, at the beginning of the Perek Tefillas Hashacha, it says, Lo hispalal arvis, if a person didn't daven ma'ariv, mispalal b'shachris shtayim. You daven shachris twice. Shachris, you missed out shachris, mispalal b'mincha shtayim. So, says Tosfos, if we're going to say that tefillas arvis rishus means it's optional, what does it mean if you failed to daven ma'ariv, you should daven twice shachris? If you failed to daven ma'ariv, it was rishus, so you just didn't do it. If it would be a chiyuv, then you could say you haven't done your obligation, so you have to imashlim, you have to make it up in the next filler and do an extra shemoneh esrei. But if you're telling me it's just voluntary,
it's like you finish shachris, double mincha, two shemoneh esrei in mincha.
That's right.
Shachris, but it doesn't apply to the ma'ariv.
But the Gemara says very clearly, tov v'loy hispalal arvis, if you didn't have ma'ariv, mispalal v'shachris shtayim.
What does it mean?
Yeah. So Tosfos says, if tefillas arvis is rishus, So why is it an obligation to be mashlim for something which wasn't essentially a chiv in the first place?
I don't think it wouldn't be an obligation maybe to make up. But if you wanted a daven ma'ariv, then you'd want to make up if you couldn't daven ma'ariv. So in other words, it's reshus to daven, reshus to make up.
We don't usually find the concept of tashlumin, of making up, if it's something which was voluntary, because we've moved on. He didn't daven last night. We've moved on. Now it's the time for shacharis. So why is he davening an extra Shmoneh Esrei? Because I didn't daven ma'ariv last night. But ma'ariv last night was optional. Mm-hmm. If I didn't do it, so I didn't do it. So any time a person could choose just not to do it, and there'd be no inyan to the next morning to daven shacharis twice.
If he chose not to do it, I mean,
it's a different day.
Yeah, we'll actually come in a moment to a svaros, something very similar to what you're saying. In a moment, we'll come to that just to answer the Rambam. Because Tosfos says that he can't agree with the Rambam that Tfilas Arvis is Rishus, meaning literally optional, because otherwise he can't understand why there should be an obligation to do Tfilas Tashlumin. Therefore, says Tosfos, Rishus does not mean Rishus. Rishus doesn't mean optional. Rishus means that if you have another mitzvah to do, and you're going to lose the opportunity to do this mitzvah, if you daven ma'ariv, you're allowed to ignore the ma'ariv and do the mitzvah. Rishus means it's not the highest priority, but if you have nothing else to do, no other mitzvah to do, then you have an obligation to daven ma'ariv. So Tosfos learns that Tfilas Arvis Rishus is a little bit lav dafka. And in fact, when the Gemara paskens later on that Tfilas Arvis Rishus, Halacha Kedivrei Ha'omer Rishus, Tosfos makes a second Tosfos and says, Lav Dafka Rishus. The word Rishus should not be taken literally. It means if you have another mitzvah to do, the other mitzvah comes first. However, the Rambam says very clearly that Tfilas Arvis Rishus means Rishus, it's optional. So, the Rambam says very clearly that Tfilas Arvis Rishus means optional, it's voluntary. Literally, not like Tosfos.
Really?
Now, how will the Rambam answer Tosfos' question? Tosfos asked the question that there shouldn't be any basis for Tashlumin. So, this question is posed by the Rashba. The Rashba discusses how the Rambam will answer this question. And the Rashba says, he quotes one of the Ga'onim, the Bahag, Rav Yadoi Gorn, who wrote the Baal Halachos Gedolos, who says the Tfilas Arvis Rishus means, like the Rambam, that it's optional. But it's only optional if you choose never to daven ma'ariv. That means you can be a person who davens twice a day and you can say, I don't daven ma'ariv. That's what Rishus means. But once you daven ma'ariv and you say, I'm a person who davens ma'ariv, then your Kabbalah, the fact that you've joined those people who daven ma'ariv, it now becomes an obligation like a neder, that a person can commit themselves. Rishus means you can decide, do you want to be somebody who davens ma'ariv, or do you want to be somebody who doesn't daven ma'ariv? Once you've decided, it becomes an obligation. That's similar to your idea you said before. Once you've decided, it becomes a chiyuv. And if you one night fail to daven, then you have tefillas tashlum.
The Rambam is talking about the case that you already davened once in his life, ma'ariv.
Correct. Correct. The Rashba says that explicitly. The Rashba says, the Gemara says, the whole din of Tfilas Tashlumin only applies when a person has actually started the practice of davening ma'ariv regularly. There's another point which we can answer with this idea, and that is, it's well known, if somebody davens ma'ariv on Rosh Chodesh, when you're supposed to say Yalla V'Yavai, and you forget Yalla V'Yavai. So with Shacharis and Mincha, you're supposed to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei again. By Ma'ariv, one doesn't repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. And the Gemara says why. Why is it the Ma'ariv Yalla V'Yavai on Rish Chodesh and not Ma'akiv? Says the Gemara, Lefi She'em Mekadshin Es HaChodesh Ela Ba'Yoyim. Bezdin never announced Rish Chodesh at night. They only announce Rish Chodesh during the day. So therefore, if a person failed to mention the Yalla V'Yavai of Rish Chodesh at night, it's not ma'akev, it's not like the other things. So again, this halacha needs to be understood according to the Rambam. Because according to Tosfos, that Rishus means really it's an obligation. It's just you can prioritize another mitzvah over Maariv. But essentially, Maariv is an obligation. So we have to have a reason why you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei on Rosh Chodesh. We need a reason because you had an obligation to daven. You didn't say out of your voice. We have to come onto this new reason. But according to the Rambam, the Maariv is optional. If a person daven Maariv, and he forgot to say Yalav Yovit. But Maariv was optional. If it was optional, so he forgot Yalav Yovit. Okay, so let it be like he hasn't davened. If he hasn't davened, it's Rishus. If Rishus means it's totally optional, so who cares if he hasn't davened Yalav Yovit? He said Yalav Yovit. It's as if he hasn't davened Maariv. Okay, so he hasn't davened Maariv. It's the Teretz, as the Rashba, the same Teretz. Because we're talking about a person who's already joined the team of people who do daven Maariv. Once you've obliged yourself to daven Maariv, you say, I'm a person who davens Maariv, now it's an obligation for you. And now if you forget Yalav Yovo, we need to analyze why shouldn't you have to say again. Morris says a reason, Eim Mekachin
Es HaChodesh
El
Abayai. If they need you for the 10th man to make a mini Maariv and he didn't take the Chiyuvon,
you'd have to say explicitly, you're doing it
as a voluntary
thing, right. But this doesn't constitute an acceptance of davening Maariv. You'd have to say, it's like a neder, so you'd have to say that.
Within the Rambam, once he's chayav to do Maariv, it becomes like shachit, so it's still at least like tosfos that is prioritized over mitzvah.
So the Rambam addresses your question explicitly. When the Rambam puts down this concept that tefillas avos is only a rishus, he says, "Va'afal pi kein, nevertheless, nagu kol Yisrael, it's become the practice of klal Yisrael, b'chol makoymes moish v'seim, throughout the world, lehispalel arvis, v'kibluho alehem kitefilas choiva." And they've accepted Maariv now as something as like shachris and mincha, like the tefilas choiva of shachris and mincha, it's on the same level. So at the end of the day, it's on the same level, and that's why any Orthodox community davens three times a day, there's three services a day, Shachos, Mincha, and Maariv, because Kiblu Aleim Tfilas Chayv. So, just to tie up what we began with, that you can say a Friday night, you can consider when the Chazan repeats Mogin Ovis, it constitutes a Chazor Sashat, and a person could actually be Yotzer, according to Rav Naturno Yigon. We can say that he must have learnt that Tfilas Arvis Choivam and Tfilas Arvis Rishus, we explained the difference. The Friday night is Choiva as opposed to Tfilas Arvis Rishus during the week. So Tfilas Arvis Choiva on Friday night is a proper Chiyuv, is a Chiyuv because it was instituted as a Chiyuv. Not by virtue of you deciding to daven, but it was made as a Chiyuv on Friday night. Whereas during the week, it's essentially, it's Rishus. So that's the difference between Friday night and the rest of the week. I just want to conclude with something very inspiring about Tfilas Arvis. You know, we usually say, in most places in Chutzal Arutz, we say, Baruch Hashem la'olam amen v'amen before Maariv. And there's a number of reasons why these psukim are being said. Because essentially it's not a part of Maariv, it's not mentioned in the Gemara, it's not mentioned in the Rambam. It was something which was adopted at a certain point in our history, and there are various reasons given in the Mefarshim why these psukim were instituted. One of the reasons given is because there was a time when this is obviously after Churban Bayis Sheni, there was a time when there was a gezeira. A very strange gezeira was made that they forbade all Jews to daven Tfilas Arvis, Tfilas Maariv. That was banned. You can daven Shachris, you can daven Mincha. You can say Birchas Kriyishma and you can say Kriyishma. But Shemoneh Esrei for Maariv is forbidden. That was the gezeira. So, being resourceful, so the Yidden came up with an idea, okay, we won't daven the Shemoneh Esrei, instead we'll say, psukim I mention 18 times the Shem Hashem, Kenegad the Yud Ches Brachas, which is what we do when we say in the Psukim Baruch Shem Leinu Amen V'Amein, and that will compensate for the fact that we can't actually daven the Shemoneh Esrei of Ma'ariv. And that's one of the reasons why these Psukim became instituted. The question is, why did they make this weird gezeira? I mean, it's a very strange gezeira to make. There was a time when they made the gezeira, there's no reading from the Torah. In the time of the Yevonim, they said you can't read from a Sefer Torah. And that's when Haftorah was instituted. The same reason, if we can't say the Sedra, we'll say something from the Novi instead. But why did they make such a weird gezeira? You can't daven Shemoneh Esrei Ma'ariv. So I saw brought down an amazing reason for this gezeira. They said, Klal Yisrael have had three golus. Golus Mitzrayim. They survived Bishus Avram, who went down to Mitzrayim with Sarah. Golus Bovel, Klal Yisrael survived Bishus Yitzhak. Golus Edom, Klal Yisrael will survive Bishus Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu made Tfilas Arvis. We don't want Klal Yisrael to daven Tfilas Arvis because they might survive Golus Edom. That was the reason for the Gezerah. So that gives us, I think, an additional inspiration and impetus for our Tfilas Arvis, although sometimes people think Tfilas Ma'ariv is only Ma'ariv, but essentially it was Rishus. You know, okay, now we all do it, but essentially it was Rishus. This is what's keeping us strong in Golus. May the Schus stand by us throughout the challenges of Golus and Pius and Mashiach.
Why do you say the Yavet says? What was the reason why the Yavet says?
He doesn't give a reason. No, the reason I'm offering is because there was no Korban at all. Not even the Evorim of Bedorim. Not even the Evorim of Bedorim. And therefore, why are we davening Ma'ariv at all? So there must be some other reason. So the reason, the Zohar Kodesh says that they instituted it to give us three tefillahs and Shabbos for the Nefesh, the Ruach, and the Neshama. A night, the shul were often outside the edge, outside the town. The shuls were often outside the town.
You had to come in from the...
So at night, some of the lanterns are long for the extra, left there by the shuls. So they probably had the lantern to the way back safely. So the place of saying that was a major consideration for us, adding this extra piece has been added at the end. Most people are going to down a little bit longer. Okay, give me another couple of minutes. But, you know, once you hear the head and repeating it, now it's time to think about finishing. So, and that only applies to a proper shul, a proper shul. Somebody has an ad hoc minion.